Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Kunya Vihari.
Hare Rama,
Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama O Gokula Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare 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 Hare
Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Shri Radhe Oh, Premanandi Hari 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 Bo Hare Krishna. I would like to again request all of you to join us in chanting the Jagannath Ashtakam. Perhaps you remember, I see we have some new arrivals. Pujarini has also arrived, I can see. Hare Krishna, welcome, welcome, welcome. Balaram and his family have come the second time. and so many others. Just for your information, this month, called the extra month, the leap month, if you so want, has been equipped by Lord Shri Krishna with extraordinary potencies to deliver blessings to the conditioned souls. And we want to chant this prayer. It is composed by Shankaracharya. It's very ancient, but regularly chanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he came and had darshan of Purushottam Krishna, Lord Jagannath. So we will chant this now together, and rest assured you will collect powerful blessings.
Subhadra Madhyastam Sakala Su. sura se vava sarado jagannatha sami nayana patarami bhavatu me kripa paravara sajala jala rashne niruchiro Ramavani Rama Spurata Malapanke Luamuka Surendra Aradhyaya Shuddhi Ganashika Gita Charito Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Avatune Ratharudo Gacchan Patimilita Bhudeva Patalai Stuti Pradurbhava Pratipadam Upakanya Sadaya Daya Sindur Bandhu Sakala Jagatam Sindhu Sutaya Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Param Brahma Pira Kuvalaya Dolot Asini ladro nita charano nam ashirasi rasanam nirana sayasava punalingamasuto jagannatha swami nayana patagami Navaya Chelajam Nachaka Nakama Nitya Vibhavam Naya Cheham Ramyam Sakala Janakamyam Varavadum Sarakale Kale Ramata Patina Gita Charito Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Haratvam Samsaram Tutataram Asaram Surapate Haratvam Papanam Vitatim Aparam Yaravapate Aho Dine Nache Nita Charano Nishitamidam Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Vamatune Jagannatha Ashtakam Punyam Yapatet Prayata Shuchi Sarva Papa Vishuddhatma Vishnu Lokam Sagachyati We will just repeat text 7 in English so that we always have a little feel for what we chant. I do not pray for a kingdom, nor for gold, jewels, wealth, or for a delightful wife as desired by all men. My only prayer is that Sri Jagannath Dev Purushottam, whose splendid glories are sung at every moment by Shiva, may kindly enter the pathway of my vision.
We will also chant our other mantra, which has been chanted by Kandilya Muni and which gives the great benefit to said this must be chanted in Purushottam months. Please repeat.
Gaurvadana daram vande Gopalam Goparupinam Gokulotsavam Ishanam Govindam Gopikam.
One more time.
Govardhana daram vande Gopalam Goparupinam Gokulotsavam Ishanam Govindam Gopikapriyam.
My dear devotees, for the last week or so, three generations of participants in the Bhakti retreat have carefully worked under the able guidance of Gauralila Prabhu to put on the Ramayana for you. You will see small children, most probably they will play members of Hanuman's army. You will see teenagers in the bloom of their life and old men up to 70 years old representing the rich, let me say, social layers or demographic layers of this wonderful retreat. They act out some scenes of the Ramayana which have a timeless message to all of us. Just like the main characters in the Ramayana find themselves in situations that are the result of what happened previously, in the same way we find ourselves in situations which are the result of our previous activities. Some of these situations are very pleasing, very immediately attractive to our five senses and the mind. We feel pleasure. But other situations are challenges, like the ones which Lord Ram faced. Lord Ram, although being confronted with certain situations, always made a specific choice, the choice of Dharma. Just like we find ourselves sometimes even overwhelmed by situations, it is very good if we can pick up this lesson from Ramayana to make a choice how we respond. Srila Prabhupada said in his first published little scripture, it's called The Message of Godhead, as long as you have a material body and mind, you will experience happiness and distress. But a devotee is not overwhelmed by this happiness and distress. And the devotee always uses his or her free will to choose Dharma. Sita Devi once gave an illustration of what is meant with Dharma to Hanuman. When Hanuman wanted her to climb on his back and jump to Sita, Sita said, "No, no, 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 Ram should take me because that's his Dharma. He's the husband." And he gave, she gave Hanuman a very memorable lesson in Dharma. She said, "O Hanuman, listen very carefully. As I tell you the story of the monkey who followed Dharma.
Wow.
Hanuman was immediately interested. Once, a man went into the forest in search for wealth, but he was stalked upon by a tiger. The tiger was hungry and chased him through the forest, and the man, in order to save his life, finally climbed on a tree and sat in the higher branches, counting his good fortune. But the tiger was very hungry. He wanted to eat the man. He looked up and he saw in the same tree a monkey. And he said, "Monkey, we have a common enemy, the human being. He goes into the forest and cuts trees and decimates or makes smaller your space to living. Throw him down and we will forge an eternal friendship. We become eternally friends." The monkey said, "This is against Dharma." Speaking monkeys, no problem. The Vedas. "He has taken shelter in my home, the tree. How can I throw out a guest who came in dire need?" "Ah," said the tiger, and thought for a while. He was very hungry and very calculating. So he said to the human being, "Okay, human, if the monkey is so foolish and doesn't want to throw you down, I am only hungry. I have no enmity with you, but I need to fill my belly. So, my dear human being, throw down the monkey and I will go and you are safe." "So without hesitating," said Sita, "this foolish human being threw down his host, the monkey, who had shown mercy to him. And the monkey landed with a thump on the ground." The tiger said, "Don't you see, you foolish monkey? You have saved a human being who is ready to throw you on the ground and into your death. Didn't I tell you that the human beings are our common enemies? Now go back to that tree and throw this rascal who has shown his criminal tendencies down on the ground." So the monkey jumped back on the tree and went on the upper branch next to the human being. The tiger said, "Why are you waiting?" The monkey said, "Because of Dharma. The human being may hurt his own Dharma. I am a monkey, simple monkey, but I do not wish to violate my own Dharma. I will not throw him down, and you better go to another tree. You will not get a human being, and I will also not be thrown down a second time." And he jumped away from the human being. "See," said Sita to Hanuman, "the monkey acted according to Dharma, and because he did so, he was protected by Dharma." My dear devotees, we will all leave the bhakti retreat. We will leave the bhakti retreat perhaps with a bag full of experiences, insights, points that have moved us. Please take this one lesson also with you. Your Dharma will decide how happy or how sad you are in this world. There are three forms of Dharma. Dharma, to put it more simple, stands on three legs. It's called a tripod. Yes? like a clay pot with valuable water, Dharma is supported by the three legs. Svadharma, your own purpose, as you are now, as a human being, body and mind. Then comes Loka Dharma or Manushya Dharma, ethical ways of acting towards the humans and also towards the animals. What is the main ethical value or Manushya Dharma in this world? Ahimsa, or not hurting. The human didn't know that. He was ready to hurt the monkey badly. And the third Dharma is the Sanatan Dharma, your eternal activities in relationship to Krishna. So Dharma on three legs, one in relationship to you, Svadharma, one in relationship to other fellow living beings, and the third Dharma in relationship to Krishna. It's easy to know what to do in relationship to others. It is also easy, relatively easy, to know what to do in relationship with Krishna. You know, serve him and glorify him and get to know him by hearing about him. The greatest difficulty we face is in finding out our particular Svadharma, what we are meant to do now as we are moving with a fragile body and mind through the world. My dear devotees, although it may not always be clear what is the Svadharma, if you act according to the things that are clear, that is what Dharma in relationship to Krishna and Dharma in relationship to others, Jiva Daya, be kind to other living entities, then Krishna will surely reveal that which may be at the moment still hidden. We have finished our little introduction. Now, with a loud applause, we wish you all to greet the three generational theater crew, the players which are getting ready for a Nobel Prize in acting. Please bring your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, in a massive round of applause. Woo!